These things usually work in reverse. Luke Whitlatch had already had some success as an artist in Los Angeles when he and his wife chose 3 years ago to move to Asheville.
I play for a band called Rocky Mountain Roller. I play bass, and I met the two guitarists from Rocky Mountain Roller at the Double Crown 2 weeks after I moved here.
So, 2 weeks into his Asheville life, Whitlatch found a band. It took him another 3 years through the Tracy Morgan Gallery to land his first local show as a visual artist.
The other thing that I did do when I moved here that was actually pretty painful and pertinent for me, though, is I got rid of almost all of my old work. Just trashed it. I didn't know if I could take it seriously as a fresh start unless I made some really dramatic moves, you know? I just wanted it to be ultimately a kick in the face because I was so stuck into a routine living in Los Angeles that it was ruining my practice.
Whitlatch moved to Los Angeles from his native Casper, Wyoming to study at the Otis College of Art and Design and immerse himself in one of the top contemporary art markets in the country. He said he found gallery representation and a solid part-time income selling his artwork, but that he only began catching his artistic stride about 10 years ago. Whitlatch is 43 years old.
A lot of this work is about, you know, this sort of area between, you know, being awake and being asleep and the supernatural versus what you actually see in your daily life.
If that sounds confusing, you probably won't find clarity by looking at his abstract paintings. Nearly all of them feature bisections and explosions of colors, both washed into his canvases and layered atop them in sharp, fine lines. Except for the color palettes influenced by the environments here, Whitlatch said the paintings he's made from Asheville may not look much different than the ones he tossed aside from Los Angeles.
A lot of this work, too, sort of based in these ideas of tall tales or something that you saw in the woods, and Asheville and Appalachia as a whole is just steeped in that, you know, those ideas. Representing these things through abstract notions is a way for me to try to explain, you know, that moment of inception for these myths or these legends or these histories that we all base a lot of things off of.
Whitlatch works as a freelance framer and gallery installer, and he said living in Asheville has softened the pressure and competition he experienced in the Los Angeles art market.
I'm the type of person that's going to paint until I'm dead if I sell anything or not. It was a giant life shift to move here, and I feel like it has absolutely manifested itself in me being able to more clearly execute the work that I've always wanted to execute. Asheville has been very kind to me, and I've been really blessed here, so I'm not going anywhere.
Whitlatch's exhibition is up through late February at Tracy Morgan Gallery in Asheville's South Slope. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.